Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
It will be Nelson's ball to start this second quarter as they lead Mountain Home 11-8. Natasha Oliver checked in between quarters for the Lady Raiders. She is a 5'6 junior. She will give it to Travia Woodruff, who just checked back in. We're back underway. Ball goes over to Eaton on the left wing. Down to Woodruff in the corner. Back up top to Eaton. Eaton dribbles toward the free throw line. Now goes back into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman. And Martin comes up with the basketball. She's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. She'll throw it out to Jackson. Jackson will dribble to now give it to Foreman. Back to Martin. Back to Foreman on the low block. She's going in for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Will be fouled for him. Nope, they're going to call travel. So that was Mountain Home's second turnover of the night. Comes as we are 26 seconds into the second quarter. Lady Raiders get the ball back, leading 11-8. Here's Woodruff into the front court for the Lady Raiders. She's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the layup, and gets it. Travia Woodruff with her first 2 points of the night. And Nelson's lead is up to 5 now, 13-8. Our score with 7:13 left in this first half. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles at the top. Now throws over to Yates on the right side. Back down to Foreman on the low block. She's going to go in to lane for the layup. It will not go. Yates with the offensive rebound. She puts it back up and in. Addison Yates with her first 2 points of the night. 13-10. Nelson's lead cut back to one possession. Here's Woodruff throwing it to Daniels in the right corner. She's going to dribble out a little closer to the top. Throws it up there to Pena. Pena will dribble down into the lane, goes to the low block, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Nelson's basketball on the baseline. 6:36 left to play in the first half. Daly Deck is going to check back in for Nelson, replacing Natasia Oliver. Leah Jackson is going to take a seat for Mountain Home as Emily Payne comes back into the game. 13-10, Nelson leading. Inbound pass goes to Daniels in the lane. She's going to go up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 6:33 left in the half. Addison Yates picks up her first personal foul. That's just a first foul on either team in this game. We went without a foul by either team in the first quarter. So it will be Daniels at the free throw line. First free throw is up and in. It makes it a two-possession game once again. So one more free throw coming up for Wakiria Daniels. And she gets both. She now has 5 points, and it's a 5-point lead once again for Nelton. 15-10 our score, about 6.5 minutes left in the first half. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane. Finds Foreman just outside the paint for the jumper. Good. Hannah Grace Foreman with 8 points. 15-12, Mountain Home trailing Nelton with 6:10 left in the half. Woodruff has it. Up at the top, dribbles toward the left side, gives it there to Eaton. Eaton's going to dribble down into the lane. Now kicks it back out to Woodruff, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left wing. Will not go. Gilbert gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. Gilbert quickly into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles to the left elbow. Now is going to go up into the lane for the turnaround jumper. It bounces around and goes in. Kate Gilbert with 4 points, and Mountain Home cuts the margin back to one. 15-14 our score, 5:39 left in the half. Here is Woodruff throwing it to Pena on the right side. Thought about three. Now it will dribble just inside the three-point line. Going up for the jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's tipped to Emma Martin. And back comes Mountain Home with a chance to get the lead back. Emma Martin into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to lose the handle of the ball, but get it back. Now dribbles up between the circles. Goes over to the right side. Now goes back up to the top. Dribbles to the left. Throws it up top to Yates, over to Martin on the right side. Down to, tries to throw it to Foreman. Foreman did have it for a moment, but it was stolen by Woodruff, and back come the Lady Raiders. Ball goes to Eaton on the right wing. That was Mount Holmes' third turnover of the night. Now Pena has it on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Riley Pena with 7 points, and Dell Leonard quickly takes the timeout. We'll break with 4:50 left to play in the first half. It is Nettleton leading Mountain Home 18-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mount Zone took the first time out of the night after Nettleton got the three-pointer from Briley Pena to push the lead back to four. The Lady Raiders up 18-14 with 4:50 left in this first half. Gilbert takes inbound pass from Martin and will walk it into the front court. Gilbert dribbles on the right wing. Takes a screen from Foreman, goes to the elbow. Now gives it back to Foreman, out to Gilbert there on the wing. Gilbert's going to dribble down toward the corner. Now go back to the wing. Goes up to the top, gives it there to Yates. Over to Martin on the left side. Martin takes the screen from Yates, throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Payne on the right. Payne will take the screen, gives it up top to Yates. Over on the left wing to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Woodruff, and back come the Lady Raiders. Woodruff into the front court quickly, going into the lane, going up for the layup. Will not go, and Foreman had the rebound knocked away, but able to save it in to Emily Payne. Back comes Mountain Home. Martin across the timeline. Has it on the right side, and offensive foul away from the ball. And a Grace Foreman got a little aggressive there on underneath the basket. That's her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers, and that is Mount Home's fourth turnover of the night. 4:02 left to play in this first half. Nettleton gets the ball back, leading 18-14. Pena will walk the ball to the front court for Nettleton. Pena gets it across timeline, throws over to Woodruff on the right side. Finds Pena cutting back the back on the other end of the lane. Boy, it was a good find by Woodruff to find Pena underneath the basket for that layup. 20-14, Nettleton on top. 3:39 left in the half. Ball's with Yates up at the top. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. Foreman gets the offensive rebound. She's going to be fouled on the rebound, and Mount Home will inbound it underneath the basket. Kyra Daniels picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Raiders here in the first half. Emma Martin will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert immediately puts up the three-pointer at the top. That one will not go either. And the rebound comes to Dacus, and back come the Lady Raiders. Eaton with the ball across the timeline. Now takes a screen from Dacus. Dribbles on the left side. Now goes back closer to the top. Now goes to the right elbow. Throws it to Daniels in the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go. And the long rebound comes in with Martin. She's going to be fouled from behind. Wakiria Daniels picks up her second personal foul. That's the second team foul against Nettleton here in the first half. She'll come out of the game and be replaced by Layla Iliotti. 3:02 left to play in the first half. Nettleton leading 20-14. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles up to the top. Now goes to the left side. Up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right. Down to Yates in the lane. Yates going to try to put up the turnaround jumper over Eaton. No good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks out to Martin on the right wing for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with her first three-pointer, first 3 points of the night. And this game's back to one possession. Nettleton leads 20-17 with about 2.5 minutes left in this first half. Here's Pena with it on the right side. Dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Dacus. Over to Woodruff on the left. Woodruff's going to dribble down to the elbow, throws it up top to Iliotti, who's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. Ball rebound knocked around. Ball still loose. And finally controlled by Nettleton. Ball goes to Eaton in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Ilana Eaton with 5 points. And it's back to a six-point lead for Nettleton. 23-17 our score with 2:05 left in the half. Here is Martin with it on the left wing for Mountain Home. Throws it up top to Yates. Gives it to Foreman in the lane. Foreman's going to go up for the layup. It goes off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman in double figures with 10 points. Margins back to 4, 23-19. Nettleton on top. 1:48 left in the half. Here is Woodruff with it. Going to set up the offense. Now Pena has it up at the top between the circles. Over on the right side to Eliotti. Down to Eaton. Eaton's going to dribble on the right wing. Now go up to the top. Throws over on the left side to Eliotti. She's going to try another three-point attempt. This one will not go. Rebound controlled by Foreman. And back comes Mountain Home to with a chance to cut it to one possession. Gilbert dribbles on the left wing for the Lady Bombers. Throws it up top to Foreman. Foreman was trying to force it to Yates. Luckily, the ball was knocked away. Luckily for Foreman, it was kicked. And so that will have Mountain Home inbounding it on the baseline with 1:16 left in the half. Leah Jackson's going to check back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Emily Payne. 23-19, Lady Raiders on top. Martin will trigger the inbound pass for Mountain Home underneath the basket. Gets in to Gilbert in the right corner. Gilbert's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the running jumper off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 6 points, and it's a one-possession game. 23-21, Nelton on top with 1:05 left in the half. Eaton into the front court for the Lady Raiders. Gives it to Pena, who now has it between the circles. We take inside the final minute. Eaton has it near the left elbow. She drills toward the right side, gives it there to Eliotti. Eliotti drills near the free throw line, throws it to Pena on the left side. Up top it goes to Woodruff. Woodruff will give it up top to Eaton. Eaton will go pull up for the three-pointer, and she gets it. Ilana Eaton with 8 points, and it's back to a five-point lead for Nettleton, 26-21 with 30 seconds left in the half. Here's Martin just inside the half-court stripe. And they're going to wait till about 10 seconds left to run their play to get the shot up, unless they start coming out. Now ball goes to Leah Jackson in the left corner. She drills out to the wing. Up top to Foreman. Over to Yates on the right side. Now Gilbert has it. 9 seconds left. 7 seconds as Gilbert takes the screen, drills toward the left side, throws up top to Yates. Yates is going to try for the three-pointer, misses everything, and Foreman cannot save it in, and Nelton will get it back with a half-second left on the clock. I don't know if they'll try to get one last heave at the buzzer. They will not, and Nelton will be going into the locker room with a five-point margin. At the break, our score, Nettleton leading Mountain Home 26-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.